Hi, y'all. My name is Maddie Anderson, and I'm a senior at Parish Episcopal School. Today, I wanted to share with you how God transformed my life. Ever since I was little, I had a certain expectation of what my high school experience would look like. All my life, I loved to dance. I dedicated hours to it, spending more time in the dance studio than in my own bedroom. That was until my freshman year when I began to have severe back pain. Deciding to dance through it, I put myself in situations where I was pushed to the breaking point. There became days where I was unable to feel my legs, let alone dance. Immediately, I lost sight of who I was. Being barely able to get out of bed, I was sent into a depression, thinking everything was worthless because I was unable to dance anymore. Instead of resting my worth in the Lord, I'd put my identity in dance, so I was left utterly broken when it was taken away. I did not know where to turn to next. It was not until a friend reached out to me and encouraged me to pray about it. Finally, surrendering this pain to the Lord, I was able to understand why all this was happening. For instance, when you look at a white door, it appears white, but if you put on a pair of blue-tinted glasses, the door seems blue. The door didn't change colors, just the way you looked at it did, and therefore the way you perceived it. When I began to trust Christ, the way I viewed my situation changed. I began to focus less on the pain and what I'd lost, and more on who I was becoming through this pain. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." The ups and downs no longer sent me into a spiral of why me's and how could this have happened. But instead, I stood confident in the fact that the Lord was in control. I found freedom because my identity was found in Christ, not being the dance girl or the sick girl. If you take anything away from my story, know that you are not what the world tells you you are, that instead, your identity is found in the Creator. When the world tries to tear you down because you don't meet their expectations, remember 1 John 4:4, which says, "You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Be kinder than is necessary and remain steadfast in the process. The Lord is constant and consistent, a firm rock to lean upon during the tribulations of the world. The question is not, why did this happen to me? But instead, the questions are, God, what are you doing right now in my life? And what are you preparing me for?" Thank you.